Well, I think you are in for a real treat. You're about to meet some folks that are from a number of different neighborhoods in Pittsburgh, and we're going to talk about the Fairchild Challenge. The Fairchild Challenge is part of Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens' efforts to try to help foster greater awareness of the environment around us. And it's a national program, and it's sponsored locally here by Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. There is a high school program as well as a middle school program. The way it works is challenges are issued, and then schools and kids have the opportunity to address the challenge. And then after the challenge occurs, more or less, there's an opportunity to have it evaluated and then to reflect on it. And today we have folks that are the winners, the folks that were evaluated and won. And let's get a chance, first of all, for you to meet everybody. And Sarah, we'll start with you, if you could tell us your full name and where you're from.
I'm Sharon Dahl.
Or Sarah. I said Sarah. I meant to say Sharon. I'm reading my note. Rob's notes are right. It's my eyes that are bad. I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm Sharon Dong, and I'm from Ingomar Middle School.
And how old are you?
I'm 13.
Or 8th grade or 7th?
7th.
Terrific. Any shout-outs to somebody?
Yeah, shout-out to the best sister in the world, Shirley, and my best friend, Serena.
Is Shirley here?
Yeah, she's
here. There she is, in the green there. Hi there. That's nice for you to say that. What do you like to do?
I like to crochet, read, and draw.
That's great. Do you know that there's an effort to knit over a bridge in Pittsburgh? I forget which bridge it is, but they're going to actually try to cover it in knitting. You could crochet something and have it knitted in there, maybe. What do you like to draw?
Just anything.
Well, that's great. Have you thought about what you might want to be when you get old?
No.
You haven't thought about it at all?
I don't know what I want to do.
I don't either. I mean, I think, actually, it's pretty hard to pick, and you can end up doing a lot of different things when it gets right down to it. Well, let's meet the person who's sitting on your left. I'll read my notes better now. It's Claire. And Claire, tell me about yourself.
Hi, I'm Claire Bechtel, and I go to Woodland Hills Junior High.
And what street is that on? Do you know? Is it on, well, is it, do you know, because I went to Woodland Hills, but is it on Churchill Road, or is it on, do you know what it used to be?
It used to be West Junior High.
That's what I should have asked.
Yeah.
I think that's the same building I went to. I'm pretty sure. What community do you live in?
I live in Forest Hills.
Oh, okay, I know. I grew up in Churchill. It's one of the two, I think, that I went to. Can you walk to your school?
I technically can, but it's farther than I do, so normally my dad just drives me in the morning.
Cool. I don't mean to ask you so many questions like that. It's just because I went to school there, I got curious. Do you want to, what grade are you in?
I'm in 7th grade.
And do you want to give a shout out to anybody?
I want to thank my best friend, Juliet, who came over and helped me do my project the day that I spent 24 hours without technology. And then I just want to thank all my friends and families for supporting me.
Terrific. And what do you like to do?
I like to go to dance. I take ballet twice a week, and I'm in the school musical, which is really fun.
That's great. What's the musical going to be?
We're doing Aladdin Jr. in February.
That should be fun. Have you been in a play before?
I was in the high school's production of Annie a couple of years ago, but other than that, really nothing.
And I'm assuming that there's still a really good musical tradition at Woodland Hills. When I went there, and I went to Churchill Area High School, which was the predecessor to Woodland Hills. But a guy named Larry Servai, and I think he's still active there, just a great musical tradition there. Have you thought of what you might want to be when you get older?
I really do like musical theater, so I don't know, maybe I'll teach drama or something, but I do like to teach also.
Oh, that's great. Let's say hello now to Hannah Probanek, who is sitting right next to you. Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm in the seventh grade at St. Sylvester's School.
And St. Sylvester is in what neighborhood?
Brentwood.
And would you like to give a shout out to anybody?
Yes, my seventh grade class yesterday asked me to give a shout out to them, and also my friends Elena and Emma also asked me last night to give a shout out to them.
Hello, Elena and Emma and the whole seventh grade class. If they're not listening now, they will hear this when you listen back online. Incidentally, if you're listening now and would like to send a special message to anybody here, use instant input. Just go to slbradio.org and you can type it in and I'll pass it along. What do you like to do?
Well, I play a lot of sports and I also do forensics at my school.
Excellent. It's not many programs in school have middle school forensics, so that's fantastic. What grade are you in?
Seventh grade.
And what it's St. Sylvester you mentioned. That's terrific. Are you able to have regular competitions with other schools?
Yeah, about once a month through November and February, we go and compete against other schools.
Now, a lot of people think forensics is always like a debating team, but can you talk about that a little? I see you shaking your head right away, because it's not.
It's like you have different categories. Like I do poetry, and you go in and you compete against other kids in that same category. And then there's four or five different like categories they base you off when they judge you. And you get a one through five in each of those. And then then they add all those up and you get a first, second, or third.
Yeah, so there are a lot of different ways to express yourself is part of it. All of you, I'll mention this too, but in particular, since the topic came up, Hannah, if anyone would ever like to come down and read poetry or perform it, we have performances here like that all the time. So you're welcome to come back and do that sometime. Is there anything that you've thought about for life after high school?
When I was little, I always wanted to be a doctor, but then I kind of grew out of that, and now I'm looking more at, like, teaching.
Ah, so you and Claire can teach together. Excellent. Well, let's meet Tyler, who's right next to you. Thank you. And hey, Tyler, come on up a little closer. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I'm Tyler. I go to Manchester Academic Charter School. And I'm in the sixth grade.
And Manchester is right here on the north side. And would you like to give any shout-outs to anybody?
To my science teacher, Miss K, and the whole Max school.
The whole Max school, from Mr. Scumas to Ms. Pizzola, all the way, or Ms. McCaskey, all the way down. What do you like to do? And we're going to talk about the challenge in a minute, but what do you like to do for fun?
Play basketball and football.
Are you on the team that actually traveled and played this year, the WPIAL team at Max?
No, I was playing football.
Ah, okay. It's hard to do both at once. You play football. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. What position?
I was the kicker and I was on the line.
That's great. Did you get any field goals?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What do you like to do for fun? We know a couple things you just mentioned. Do you have any other hobbies or special interests?
Draw.
Okay, we have a couple artists here. Have you thought about what you'd like to be when you get older, Tyler?
A football player.
Have you gone to see the Pittsburgh Passion? Or the Steelers? Have you had a chance to follow?
Not yet.
Because there's so much. I was just reading about the Passion this morning because they're building a new field coming up. Excellent. You can do both. You could draw. You can draw plays, X's and O's.
We have a couple Pittsburgh Passion teachers there.
That's great. Let's finally say hello to the person that, you know, I looked straight at, Sharon, and I said, "Hi, Sarah," but now this is really Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
I could have called you Sharon. I didn't want to do that. Tell us about yourself.
I'm Sarah Delfrady. I go to Mellon Middle School in Mount Lebanon, and I'm in eighth grade.
And I've been to Mellon a couple times. Do you want to have a shout out to anybody who might be tuned in?
Well, my parents, I guess, and my really close friends, Martha, Hallie, Kate, and Riley.
Excellent. And what do you like to do for fun?
I'm a soccer player, and I like to sing.
Excellent. And when you sing, by yourself or in choral groups?
Well, we just had a concert, and we just sang, so.
That's great. Excellent. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
I've switched a lot, but no, I haven't really picked, like, one focus subject.
Yeah, I don't. People have probably told you this, but it's okay to switch. I mean, even after you get older, you can do lots of different things. You might know some people that started off doing one thing and ended up doing something very different. So have any of you met each other before today? Okay, so this is going to be pretty interesting. And I'm going to put that microphone in, but just in between the two of you so you can share it. And feel free to move it back and forth. So you all have something in common, even though you've never met each other before. And that is, as I understand it, 24 hours, no technology. Am I right? So cell phones, you all have cell phones, right? Okay, so no cell phones, no touch screens, no iPads, no Android devices, no TV, too? Okay, regular phones, no phones? Wow. I can't imagine, actually. I go to sleep with my phone next to me so that if somebody texts me at 2 in the morning, they get me. Or I listen to music from my phone at night going to sleep. I can't imagine what this was like. Who wants to start just telling me a little bit about the experience? Anybody? I'm looking around. Claire, you want to start? Just what was it like?
Okay. It was harder than I expected it to be, but in a different way, it was easier. It was a challenge at the beginning of the day not to pick up my phone or turn on my iPod, but then it got to a point where I was really enjoying spending time with my friend who came over and spending time outside. It was really nice.
Yeah, you mentioned a friend came over to help you. Mm-hmm. What was her name again?
Juliet.
Yeah, so having somebody, probably you spent more time with Juliet than you ordinarily do, or like more. Maybe you get together to listen to music sometimes, but absent the technology, you really had to do stuff with each other. What did you do?
Mostly, we went outside and we collected things for the scrapbook I made for this project. And it was really fun to just walk around the neighborhood and find pretty things. And even though some of the flowers that we picked, once I put them in my scrapbook, shriveled up and died a little bit, it was still really nice and pretty. And without her, it may not have been what I wanted it to be. And without my teacher, Mrs. Nipis, I never would have gotten this opportunity.
What was it like going back to did you actually set the clock and say from this point forward 24 hours? Did you time it, like, carefully?
Not exactly. It was pretty much from the time I woke up to the time I went to sleep and woke up the next morning. I really didn't use technology. And then the next day, it seemed strange to me that I realized how much I actually use technology, and I sort of restrained myself a little bit, which was interesting for me.
Do you think people get addicted to it?
Yeah, definitely.
I see. Hannah's nodding her head. Good, jump in, Hannah.
Well, I even though like I'm not a big video gamer, but I know for a fact my younger brother is, and he's always on the computer doing things, and I'll ask him, like, do you want to go outside and play football or basketball? And just, no, one more level. I need to finish this. And it's always more important than anything else to him to be able to get that one last video game in.
Yeah, I'm like that too, I'm afraid. You know, let me just answer one more email, one more this, one more that. And before you know it, it's, you know, you've spent forever doing all those one more things. So Claire, do you think it will have any, it's a little early. When did you do this, actually? Maybe it's not so early.
I think I did it maybe 2 weeks ago, I want to say, maybe three. I'm really not sure.
But of course, because you couldn't like write a blog entry or email as you were doing it, so it's hard to know. Do you think it'll have, or has it had any imprint on you? Like, do you think your lifestyle's changed at all?
Maybe a little. I mean, it's definitely made me realize the difference that we could make if everyone in my neighborhood didn't use technology for 24 hours. The energy we can save and the difference we could make would be very big. So that was, it sort of interested me to see just what we can do.
That's a good point. And you're reminding me of what happens when the electricity goes out. I don't know if anybody lives in a neighborhood where that happens. It happens in our neighborhood a lot because we live in an older neighborhood. And it seems like when the electricity goes out, all of a sudden people start talking to each other and sometimes playing games. You know, neighbors that you don't typically see very often come out and want to visit. So it's really, it's interesting when you talk about the impact it can have on everybody when that happens. It's pretty neat. Let's turn to Hannah, since we were talking to her just a minute ago. Can you tell us about your experience in the absence of technology?
Well, actually, I got kind of lucky because that weekend that I decided not to use any technology, I went camping with my church. So I didn't have my phone, but because I actually left it at home on accident. I was going to bring it, but my friends had it, and even like they started like playing music, and I'm like, wait, I don't think I'm supposed to be listening to that right now. And you know, and it was interesting, because even when we were just sitting in our cabin waiting, we'd want to be on our phones or, you know, doing something else, but we switched to say we're kind of bored, we're just going to go outside and go down and take a walk or something.
Yeah, camping, I think it still counts because, you know, people still, even more so sometimes, I think, are relying on technology when they camp. Now, I know a scrapbook was your project, right, Claire? You had basically a choice of commemorating or summarizing what this was creatively in some way. You did writing for your project, Hannah?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to read what you wrote, but I mean, was it essays or poetry? Or?
It was just an essay.
Excellent. And do you think the experience changed you in any way?
Probably. It maybe not changed me, but gave me some different things to think about or different ideas in my mind about how kids just could simply take an hour or two out of their day and just put things down, even if it's not the whole day, and just live a little better because they'll have more fun outside.
Yeah, it really consumes a lot of time. It's, if you watch YouTube videos and you just go from one to the next to the next to the next to the next, before you know it, you can spend an hour or more doing that. Sometimes it's useful, but sometimes it's pretty frivolous stuff. Anything else you want to say about your experience?
No.
Well, let's turn over next. Let's go to Sarah, and then we'll come back to Tyler. Sarah, tell me a little bit about what it was like for you.
Well, all the kids in our grade had to write an essay, so there wasn't really an option. But, like, in the beginning of the day, because I personally am very attached to my phone, like, I love my phone, but like, it's, like, different for everyone, whether they like video games, but I'm not really into that. But, like, at the beginning of the day, like, I was going to grab it, and then it's like, no, you know, you can't grab it. You're not allowed. But, like, it was,
did you,
like,
leave it at home that day?
Well, I was, like, at home because it was, like, weekend that I did it. So I just kind of had to, like, spend my time outside. But, like the more you think about it, like, it's, like, a real eye-opener. And you tend to notice, like, all, like, the little, like, pretty things that no one really takes time out of their day to, like, look at.
That's something. What did you notice?
Well, I was outside a lot that day because it was really pretty out. Like, the sun was out, but it was, like, chilly. And, like, you just, like, notice, like, all, like, the different flowers, like, the sunsets. Just, like, little things that you wouldn't typically notice.
That's neat. I was curious. I've never tried to go a day without technology. Now I'm starting to think maybe I ought to give it a try. But on days when I leave, we all have accidents where you leave your phone at home, and I like constantly, where's my phone? Where's my phone? And I don't know if you put your phone aside when you did this, but if you kept wondering where is it, or if you'd start to reach to like make a call or to text somebody, that you realized you can't do that. Did your thumbs get nice and relaxed? You didn't.
Yeah, I guess maybe.
Let's talk to Tyler about your experience. Come up a little closer so I can be sure we hear you. Tell me about what it was like for you.
It was kind of hard for me because I love playing video games, like on the Xbox and Wii, and so it was a whole bunch of crazy things happening. So me and my dad went to Shenley Park, and we skipped rocks and things like that.
Did you go like to the lake in Shenley Park? Had you ever been there before?
No.
That's cool. A lot of people don't even know that's there, but you went way down into Panther Hollow where the lake is?
Yeah.
Excellent.
And so we went to go skip rocks and did different things with leaves and stuff.
Those are beautiful trails. Do you live in Oakland or
I live on the north side.
Okay. So that's has anybody else been to those trails in Shenley Park? Deep down, and I like the bridges that are down there, the little footpaths. They were built, by WPA and CCC people during the 40s. What else so this kind of brought your dad and you close doing some things? What else did you do during the time without technology?
I went to the library, and I found some different books. Because I was doing a science project, and then it went kind of in with it.
Yeah, you mentioned science before. Do you like science?
Yeah,
it's really fun. What was your project about?
I'm entering a project. It's chewing gum. It's a chewing gum project, and I'm trying to make breakfast chewing gum.
Breakfast chewing gum. So this would be healthy or...
Yeah, because some parents are late for work, like trying to drop their kids off and things, so they always have to go buy some or different things like that. So you just take your gum with you and you could chew it and go to work and you still get all your nutrients and all of that in it.
That's a really cool idea. So the gum would like leach out all these vitamins and minerals and other things.
Yeah, and there's different flavors.
I actually think many of us have a need to crunch and chew in the morning, right? Because it's like, you know, and that would be a healthier thing to do than to eat, you know, four bowls of cereal, which is what a lot of people end up doing. Did you do a project, write an essay or?
I wrote an essay.
And how did it turn? I guess it turned out pretty well. You're here. So neat.
It was kind of hard for me to do because I don't really write 500-word essays, but I actually went over it without knowing. until I went back in and had to count it.
Well, it's good to write, and this is a good experience to write about, I think. Do you think it'll change your relationship with technology, having gone through this?
Yeah.
How so?
Because I'm not playing video games as much as I used to. Only sometimes I'll go outside or something.
Cool. Have you been back to Schenley Park since? That's where the lake is?
I think so. I can't remember, but I think so.
You've got and this time of year is not always the best time to go there, but that's really neat. It sounds I particularly like that you got to do things like skip stones. That's awesome. Let's anything else you wanted to mention?
We went to it was the main library. Then after that, my dad, I forgot what Schenley Park was, and then after that he took me there and I remembered some things. Then after we went to go skip rocks and pick up leaves and stuff, we went downtown or something, and we seen all these different things, them getting ready for Christmas and people like singing and doing caroling in nature, so.
How nice. Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, now let's turn to Sharon and chat a little bit about what your experience was like. And we'll all have a chance to add more, too, by the way, in case anybody forgot something they meant to say. So what was it like for you, Sharon?
Well, I did it on a school day. So in the morning, I wake up so I have just enough time to get ready. So I didn't use technology before school. And after school, it was pretty boring, but I just finished my homework, and then I was working on audition music on my flute, so I kind of just practiced for a really long time on my flute.
That's a good way, a good way to do it, to just force yourself, right, to do something that requires no technology. You mentioned you did it on a school day. Did you have to exempt yourself from any school activities where technology is used in school?
Yeah, I asked my teacher too. He said it would be okay.
Okay, interesting. So what did you do for your project?
I wrote an essay.
And what were some of your observations after a day without technology? Did you all write essays? Was that required? Okay, I wasn't, and you did a scrapbook in addition to your essay. Got it. What are some of the things you observed after doing this?
Well, I didn't actually spend that much time outside.
I meant when I say observed, even things you learned about yourself or about life, your findings after not having technology for a day.
Yeah, it's not that hard if you have other things to do. 'Cause I was actually like busy that day too, so it was kind of easier.
So a big part of it is making sure that there's balance in your life, maybe, that there's other things to do. Did anybody initially feel kind of empty when it was gone? I see Sarah's nodding her head.
Yeah, I guess, because, well, I just, like, I use my phone for everything, whether it's for homework or just, like, to talk to my friends. And, like, my mom said that, like, you'd actually have to, like, go talk to them face-to-face, whereas, like, now, as everything's evolved, we have to, like, text each other, and we don't even talk on the phone. Like, no one talks on the phone,
I
don't think.
It's amazing, and I think about that all the time. And I'm more likely to text somebody than I am to call them, even though there was a time in my life when I was on the phone a lot. Or you want to know something, and you just want to Google it, right? And you can't do that anymore. Do you think your life going forward is going to change at all as a result of how things went?
Yeah, a little, I guess.
Tell me how you think it'll change, Sharon.
I guess I don't know.
Well, it's hard. I mean, you're already playing flute, which,
yeah.
And it sounds, you mentioned you were playing to audition, so it sounds like you're pretty accomplished. Playing flute, so you've got that to put your time into. But did it make you think, what thoughts entered your head about technology and the impact it has on folks?
It definitely uses up a lot of time. You can get really addicted and attached to it once you start playing a game or something.
Do you all play games a lot? It sounds like, Tyler, you're a pretty big gamer, a little bit. Does anybody else have any thoughts about what it was like? I don't know if I could do it. I mean, I guess I could if I had to, but I don't know if I would do it voluntarily. You guys were pretty brave to take the challenge. Now, everybody in your school did it, or just certain people? Did anybody not? You guys all made it, but did any of your friends at school, like, blow it and just give up after a while because it was too hard? Hannah, what happened? Or, I'm sorry, Sarah, what happened? You're Hannah. You're Sarah. You're Sharon. You're Claire. You're Tyler.
Well, my 8th grade just did it. The 7th and 6th grade didn't participate in the activity, but a lot of, like, different people, like, whether they just, like, didn't really feel like doing it or they thought it would be too hard, some people just told me that they completely gave up on it.
Yeah, I could see. I mean, it's all voluntary, right? And you have to have the discipline to do it. It's like dieting or exercising. Claire, were there people that decided to, you know, that it wasn't worth it?
I'm really not sure because it was my gifted class. We take a class called Growing Greener Junior, which is the class with the Fairchild Challenges. So it's a pretty small class, maybe 10, 15 people. And I know we all attempted it and we all turned in a project. And I'm pretty sure we all did it. Whether or not we enjoyed it, I'm not sure. But I know that my teacher was glad that we all did it.
Excellent. Does anybody have anything else that they want to add to our discussion? Tyler, it looked like you were about to say something a couple minutes ago. Move that over. Go ahead.
Some of my friends wanted to do it, but we're split up in different classes. Like, there's an honor class and there's not one. I was in an honors class, so I was talking to some of my friends about it. I was like, hey, this would be a really good project and things like that. But as soon as I heard that it was a 500-word essay, I was like, I was just thinking for a second, because it's hard to, like, try to do it. But then after that, it wasn't so hard typing or whatever. It got easier for me.
That's one of the things that this project has left with you, is that it's not so hard to write an essay of 500 words, right? When it was all typed up, maybe 3 pages, 2?
I think it was probably 2 for me or something.
Yeah. Do you know, I'll tell you something. We often have to write things, and they say you have to say it in no more than 500 words. And it's sometimes really hard to limit yourself to, if you have a lot you want to explain, sometimes it's hard to write short things. Anybody else have any observations or anything they meant to say, or that you meant to thank somebody, or just to make some observation about the project? I want to be sure you all have a chance to say what you wanted to. No? Anybody think they're going to try it again? Because you can do it all the time, or not all the time. At least that would be tough. But anytime. Anybody? I see some nodding heads. You think you might?
I think I would do it again.
Yeah. Maybe.
And are you all going to be doing another Fairchild challenge? What's the next one?
I think we have to. I'm not sure exactly what it is.
Testimonial.
Does anybody know?
It's a personal testimonial.
Yeah. You have to choose one thing to change in your life to make it more, like, eco-friendly.
Like, I think
for a month.
For a month. And it's, like, something like you turn off the lights when you exit a room, or you take, like, a 5-minute shower, or you don't rinse the dishes before you put them in the dishwasher to save water, things like that.
And then they're going to teach us how to write a testimonial.
Neat.
Whatever that.
And you might inspire, whatever that is. It involves testifying, I'll bet. And you'll probably inspire other people to change their behavior, too. And you might have inspired people. I think you've inspired me to consider just my cell phone maybe, but no, cell phone and television for me would probably be a good thing. Thank you all for being here. This will be available. We'll let you know when it's online to hear it again. And stay put, because I think some of your parents want to take, or your whoever's with you today want to take some pictures. And thank you very much for being here. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on public radio. And you just heard winners from the Fair Child Challenge. And Sarah, is it Delfrate? After all of that, Delfrady, sorry. Yeah. And Claire Bechtel and Hannah Perbanek, Sharon Dong and Tyler Wade, we thank you all for being here today. It is now 15 minutes before 11 o'clock at the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm smiling because one of our clocks is out of service.